You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I think the whole of the Gold Coast is up in arms. These two chicks that went down to Melbourne lied on their declaration forms and now potentially may have brought, not just the coronavirus back to Queensland for themselves, but exposed a lot of us to the coronavirus. We just heard from one of our callers saying the lineup at the Gold Coast Hospital now to get tested for coronavirus is all the way from the Gold Coast University Hospital up to Parkwood. So Gold Coasters are worried about this, and Adam Hegarty's covering this story for 9 years because, Adam, I'm just reading what they got fined, mate. A $4,000 fine, that just seems like a dead-set slap on the wrist, mate. I can't believe that's all they're... All they've been fined is $4,000.
Yeah, well, look, that's the thing. So we've heard from the police commissioner today, as well as the deputy commissioner, Steve Golchevsky, who we know he's the one who's always talking about the borders. They want to take them to court. So one is going to be stuck with that fine. But what we're understanding now, and it's a very fluid situation, they're wanting to not just fine them. They're today trying to think up some extra charges that they might be able to hit them with as opposed to just a fine and then take them to court. So they're hearing the frustration. The frustration is obvious. You can hear the frustration in the police voice this morning as well, right? So 8 days. One of the two who went to Melbourne, they just completely ignored pleas to explain where they've been. In many cases, they've been deceitful, to borrow a term from the police commissioner. So they're furious, as people clearly are. So hopefully, we get a result to that effect. But frustrated people all around.
I understand they're in hospital at the moment. They're under police guard. So surely, if anyone's going to go to prison over lying about this, and there's the potential for them too, if you're going to have the laws, if they don't go to prison, who would? Like, how would you go to prison if these two don't qualify for it?
Yeah, absolutely. And police are hearing that. So, in a way, ostensibly, they're going, right, we need to make an example out of these people, particularly one person who's refusing to cooperate with us. It's sort of temper that by saying that one of them is cooperating.
Right.
But one has basically said, no, I'm not telling you where I've been over the past 8 days in Brisbane. It's been very uncooperative. And to that effect, that's why police are going, right, what can we charge this person with?
This is the equivalent.
Work within the law,
I mean? Yeah, for sure. This is the equivalent of being rude to a police officer when they pull you over for going 10Ks over the speed limit and then him going over your car with a fine-tooth comb, trying to find anything that he can throw at you. So that's obviously what they're doing at the moment because they've got to work within the boundaries of the law. I get it. But that chick, the one that's not cooperating or saying where she's been, could she be any more dislikable if she tried? Like, she would qualify for the most disliked person in the state at this stage, I would imagine.
Even the people who know her well. So, look, I've just got off the phone with the mother of one of the three girls under investigation here.
Right.
She's livid because she's insisting that her daughter is one of the victims in all this, and she's very angry with one of them for going to Melbourne, infecting the other, and then leading to this situation. But then you go to police and they're saying, well, a lot of these people are being uncooperative and they're not being honest. So there's a lot clearly for police to get through, and they're not getting all the truth from them, as simple as that, while they try and contact trace and keep this under control so we don't see a Victoria. So
hey,
it's a very frustrating situation.
Good on you, mate, and we'll see all tonight on 9 News, a comprehensive wrap-up. Adam Hegarty there joining us, and if you want to be a part of the show, maybe you've got a better idea of what the punishment for these girls should be. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Oh, the Gold Coast is off their chops. People lined up around the corner getting coronavirus tests because these two girls had to go to Melbourne. They had to go. Oh, the rules don't affect them.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.